नो प्रॉब्लम.
ओके
सो ओम सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. ओके लेट्स स्टार्ट ऑफ. Did you go through any of the ones we did last time?
No, I actually I was thinking that I should make this Vibhakti in one, the card, you know that what I'm talking, right?
Like, flashcards.
Flashcard, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I keep asking you people to do it, but yeah. And I keep forgetting to send my picture actually. I should send it.
Yeah. So we had finished until 24.1.
We finished it, right? I thought I gave that as a homework.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Fine. So, but so far you understood everything, right? Any questions?
Yes. No, Monty.
Okay. Fine. So now we will go to the next one, which is 25.1. That is Iktva. Actually, we have seen a little about this before.
Iktva. How do you say Iktva?
Iktva, yeah. Iktva, but yeah, it will become anyway. So the ik will become the root verb of whatever you are talking of.
Huh.
And then the itva will be the additional to that. That's what we will see now.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So basically, it means that after. We have seen this actually. See, for example, if it is... Okay, read the first... two lines, like the example. I'll explain what that means.
Saha shalam gachati patham pathati. Saha shalam gatva patham pathati.
So basically, it is actual meaning in this, like it will be used basically for saying that after going. Gatva means after going. Like, see, first, so what is, basically it is to, it's a conjunction. Okay. You know what a conjunction is in English, right? So when you have two sentences, you add it by using and or by or like those kind of things, right? Like that, this is in this case, it is like by or after. By going to the school, shalam, pata shalam or shalam, any class, any school. Patham patati, that is she is reading reading lessons. Okay.
So he, right? In this case it's he
is, right? Yeah. Okay. So basically there are two sentences where there is one subject. Saha is the subject.
Yeah. After going to the school.
Wait. Let me go from the first. So basically saha is the same subject. So the saha shalam gachati, that is one sentence. Patham patati, that is another sentence. But they want to combine this as one sentence. So they are using a conjunction saying that by saying gachati, which means it is already finished, right? It's a sentence. He is going to the school. He is reading. Basically, that's what it means, right? So instead of saying two different sentences, they are saying saha shalam gatva, by going to, he's going by going to school or after going to school, he is reading the lessons. Understood?
Yeah. Okay.
So that's what that itva means. Okay. So So now what you have to do is you read the sentences, words which are given down below those sentences, vishesha rupani. Those are the words you will have to be using in the fill in the blanks for the other sentences which are given.
Okay, got it. Take
I mean, it's not, you will be not be using those, but it will be the addition, you will be understanding if you read that how to use those. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, those are not exactly the ones you will be using.
Dadati is giving, right? Dadati is giving. Yeah. After
by giving. By giving. Dattva is by giving.
As yes.
Is.
Is.
Not yes,
Bhutva,
is.
Bhutva is like in the future, right?
Future, yes.
Bhutva.
No. Bhutva is past tense. By giving.
By giving.
Or after giving. So
Bhutva.
By given.
Oh, is future tense, right? Bhutva is
Bhavishya is, yes, yes.
Okay. Okay. Prichati, prishtva, prishtva.
Huh?
Okay.
Prichati is to ask.
To ask.
Prishtva is by asking or after asking.
After that.
I mean, based on the sentence, you will understand how it is used.
Okay.
Then?
Okay.
Then, read the next one.
Grihnati. Grihnati.
Grihnati. Not Grihnati.
Grihnati.
Means to catch.
Sorry?
Catch. Catch. Balling. Ball catching. Catch.
No.
Or take.
Grahane is to hear, right? Grahane?
No. That is shrin. Shrinmoti. Shrinoti.
Grahita. We say, right, for, what do you say? Like
shrinoti is to listen. Hear.
Shrinoti. Okay, hear it.
Grahanati means to accept or to take or to catch. I mean, it can be used in different words. Verbs.
Okay. Roditi is cry.
Yeah, go ahead. Roditi is to cry. Ruditva.
Yeah,
no, I want you to read the conversion also.
Okay, this one, okay. Te karyam kurvanti shantaha bhavanti. Te karyam.
Karyam.
Karyam krutva.
Karyam.
Te karyam krutva shantaha bhavati.
Shrantaha.
Shra is it shra? Okay. Ra.
Shrantaha is calm or relax.
Shrant. Okay. Relax. Bhavati. Te karyam.
So remember it is plural. Te karyam kurvanti. After doing the work, they are relaxing.
They are relaxing.
Okay. So that's what I said. Here it becomes after.
Yeah.
Not by, but after. So te karyam krutva, after doing the work, they are relaxing. See, basically that's what you have to understand. Te karyam kurvanti. They have done, they are doing the work. Shrantaha bhavanti. They are relaxing.
Yeah.
These are the two sentences. Okay.
After doing work, they are relaxing.
So but when you see, this is a chapter, right? But when you use it in a colloquial sentence, you should remember why you are using and how you are using it. So you should be able to remember to use it there. Understood what I'm trying to say? To make it as one sentence. Okay. Go to the next one.
Shishuhu kridangane patati rodanam karoti. Shishuhi, child, right?
Children. Kridangane. A child, in this one only. Sorry. Singular only. Go ahead.
Shishu. Patati. Patati is, what is patati?
Fall down.
Oh.
So, kridangane is what?
Kridangane is playground.
So, the baby or the child is falling down in a playground.
Okay.
So, and then? What is the next sentence?
Rodanam karati. He is crying.
Crying. Correct.
So while playing in the playground, the child is crying, right? So
No. After falling down in the playground, the child is crying. So for that, how do you say? Shishuhu.
Kridangane. Patva, right?
No. In this case, it will be patitva. Patva. Patitva. Yeah. In this case, it will be patitva.
Patitva. Rodanam karoti. Shishuhu kridangane patitva rodanam karoti. There is no comma there, right? Because you're
once you are putting it as one sentence,
there is no
comma. Will become one sentence. There is no comma there after that. Kama is only made in, you're making that as a conjunction. So it becomes
okay.
Patitva. Understood why I'm saying, how
yeah,
I'm saying that, right? Okay, if you want me to write and show, let me know. See, like Roditi becomes Ruditva.
Ruditva, okay.
Okay, so like that. That is why I wanted you to read that, but you didn't read the whole thing, but that's okay. Okay, wait. Let me give you another one. The remaining you can do as homework, but I'll give you one or two more which is different. Give me a second.
Yeah.
This is fine.
Can you please?
This is fine. This is fine. One second. Okay, so Tishtati Shrinvanti. Okay, do the seventh one and the eighth one also. Yeah. Do the seventh sentence. So you do the 4 to 6 will be your homework. Okay.
Okay. So
4 to 7
the homework. Okay.
Seventh you are doing now.
Okay. So bhavantah vartam shrunvanti vishayam jananti. Jananti. Bhavantah vartam shrunat. What is
it?
One second, let me see.
That is what I wanted you to do. So basically, when it is a plural like this, don't get confused. Just look at the, how will it be if it is singular? What is Shrunvanti's singular?
Shrunvanti. Singular. Oh, one second. Do we have it here?
We just did that. I mean, I just told you, like, how, what do you mean by Shrunoti.
Shrunoti.
What is Shrunoti?
Shrunoti is listening, right? To hear.
Ah, so that is your singular of Shrunvanti, right? Shrunoti is your singular. Shrunvanti is your plural of Shrunoti.
Shrunoti, okay.
Correct?
Inti. Yeah.
Ah, okay. So now, from there, you go to the this particular thing. How do you make it? Like, so how do you make it as the iktva of that?
Shrutva.
No. Shrutva, actually, you're correct. Yes, Shrutva, but you should, you know how it is written, right? I mean, you can use it this way also, or else you can use that Shra. You remember the Shra? I mean, you're correct, but I'm just trying to see if you remember how to write it. But good, at least you remembered that. See, this is given like this, right? So it is Shra like this and then like this.
Yeah.
Right? You can still write like this also. So Shrutva. See, this is what I meant by the Shru is your root.
Okay.
So the Itva will always be added to that, that's all. Or you can use the Shra. And
Shra.
Then you
Roos.
Sorry, this should be like, one second. Actually, this is wrong. Hey, is the razor not coming? Okay, this I don't know if you remember. See, this is the reason I asked. So the one, the way they have shown is this Shra. See, if you're using this Shra, the Shru is like this, Ulta.
Ulta, okay.
Correct? I don't know if you remember all this. We did all this long back. So the ish and the ru adds to like becoming, if it is shu, it is this way. If it is shru, it is like this, ulta. Okay, if you are using this sha. Otherwise, you can use the shra. Shra as in, this is your?
Yeah.
We saw this, right? Semi-vowel. Because it is a vowel plus a consonant. So the shra is a combination of ish and ru.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember all this. We saw all this in the first two, three chapters. So it is basically a combination of, this is a vowel.
Yeah.
This ru is a vowel. So this is what is the shra.
Okay.
Okay. Remember, this is a ru.
Yeah.
Ru. Not ru, it is a ru. So it is shra. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, if you use that, then it becomes a shra plus u. So it is u. Shrutva. So either you can write it like this or you can write it like this. Both are correct.
Oh. Okay.
So read that sentence now. So Bhavantaha.
Vartam Shrutva Vishayam
Jananti. Good.
Jananti.
So here you understood what it is, right? Like Shrunvanti was plural because it is ending of that sentence. Whereas in Shrutva, you don't bother about whether it is plural or singular because it's a conjunction.
Mm-hmm.
After listening, right? Or by listening to that person, to those people's the discourse. Basically, Vartam is either discourse or teachings or preachings, you can say.
News, right? Vartam. Vartam is news.
News or discourse. You can also make it as discourse.
Okay.
It is also used like that. In colloquial way, you can also say that, say for example, you just go and Vartam, Shrinvan, I mean, means like some sayings or something, right? When you go and listen to some news, need not necessarily be just like TV news.
Yeah.
It can also be like a, you know, like any a meeting or something. Yeah. So that's what I meant by some discourse or something. So you listen to somebody talking, basically.
Somebody, yeah.
Right. It can be anything. So there you're learning something. So that is what the news. Vishayam is like something you're learning. It need not necessarily be news.
Vishayam is only one, right? It's not like many information.
No, see, news is news. News does not have a plural.
Okay.
Right.
Vishayam. Okay.
Yeah. It's just the same. Plural or singular, it's all the same.
Okay.
Okay. It's a neutral gender, remember. Vishayam. Napumsakaling.
Okay. Yeah. Next.
Want to try the next one?
Yeah. Vayam natakam pashyamaha. Griham agachamaha. Vayam is there. They saw the after watching.
Vayam is we.
We.
Vayam is we, not they.
Vayam. Okay. They. Vayam is we. After watching the play, we went home.
We went home.
We went to the house. We came home.
Yeah.
Griham agachamaha. Yeah.
Actually, vayam is they only here. Actually, it becomes them. So, it is they only.
They.
Correct only, yeah.
Okay. Natakam?
Here, there, So, it becomes?
Pashyami is like seeing.
So, but in this case, how do you change it?
Yeah. The root is? Pashyami, right? Pashyami.
The root is not Pashya. So that is where you should understand, you should remember. That's why I asked you to read here, okay? Read the words in the below and try if you can find out from that also. You remember any of this? We have done this before.
Pashyati.
What is the other word, root of Pashya?
Drishtva.
Ah, correct. Good.
Drishtva.
So we saw vayam natakam. Then
drishit.
Whatever you said just now, correct only.
Drishtva.
Vayam natakam drishtva. Then
graham agachamaha.
That will be the same because that is the ending for vayam.
Yeah.
Agachamaha is come. So it is actually we will watch we will come home after watching the drama or
play.
Natakam or the play. Yeah.
Okay.
So it is coming actually. That is where in fact I got you kind of changed it. So it is vayam. We are coming home. We are not going home. We are coming home.
Coming home. Gachamaha is going. Agachamaha is coming. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
No, you said going, so I'm correcting that part.
Yeah.
Okay. Right? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, the last one also, do it that also. That's fine.
Taha, taha, balikaha, vishayam, smaranti, samyak, likhanti. Taha is there, right? Balikaha is, this is plural. I meant plural.
Taha is a plural of striling.
Three, that's a balika. Balika is three. Like balika is like plural of girls. Those vishayam smaranti. Smrutva. Then it should be smrutva.
Correct.
Likhanti. Likhati. Likhanti. Taha balikaha vishayam smrutva.
Smrutva. That's all. The remaining will be the same.
Yeah.
Understood now?
Yes, Mrutva.
Somebody else has to join.
Reshma, Reshma is here.
Oh, hi, Reshma.
She is muted.
Yeah. Oh, hello, ma'am. Good morning. Hello, ma'am.
Hey,
hello,
hi.
Rekha ji.
Good morning. Happy New Year. How are you?
Happy New Year to you too, ma'am.
How are you feeling now? All good?
I'm
nice
okay. I had a very bad fall yesterday. So I'm waiting to go to the doctor. Mera pair pura suj gaya. I thought I'll be better. I didn't expect it like this. But let's see. Abhi 10 baje jaungi doctor ke paas.
Hey, give me 2 minutes. Okay, people, please. Sorry, 2 minutes.
Yesterday, everything was shut. No, because of 26 Jan.
Like which leg, Reshma?
Right leg, right leg. Actually, I fell down on the station very badly.
Is it swollen?
But I just anyhow managed to come back home safely. And since then, I've just been on bed only because I'm not able to move much. I'm limping actually. So I'll just go to the doctor today at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, I just, like last September, I fell down and I fractured my ankle. Now
my
I
God,
have recovered.
Yeah.
God's blessings, but see, you keep your foot elevated, it will help
yeah,
you.
That's
and
what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So I did all the home remedies, but it's not working. So I'll go to the, at 10 o'clock. I've spoken to the doctor yesterday. He said come in the morning at 10. So I'm just waiting to go now. Just crossing fingers, it's not something very big.
Yeah.
Yeah. But God is kind. At least I was saved and I've came back home safely.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Me, like last September, on September 11th, I was walking and I fell down. So my ankle, I missed surgery in 1/4 inch. So,
so
thank God.
That's what, so I'm just very thankful to God that, you know, at least I don't think it should be something so major. But let's pray to God. What else?
Yeah. Everything will be
out. Sorry, ladies. My mother called, so I had to.
No worries.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I was hearing half of what you said, so I guess take care.
No problem. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Okay. So 20.1 is over. Homework is 4, 5, 6. No.
Yes.
4, 5, 6. Yeah. 3 of it. Aham palanka.
Yes. So now we will do 26.1.
Okay.
So this is basically we have done this again. See, all these are kind of repetition, kind of, so that it is like almost a recap. Okay. So what they are trying to say here is that this is the family tree. Kind of, right? So you have to say who's who. Like, for example, Govindaha is who to Narayanaha.
Yeah, go.
Okay. like that. So if you read the first, just read the okay, Reshma, if you can also read, then two sentences each of you read, and then you'll understand. They have given the whole thing actually, but just that you have to understand what it means. Okay, and I would suggest that make this as a homework for your family tree yourself. That will be your homework, because that will help you to understand how you talk or how you say this. Okay, now, yeah, go ahead. First two sentences, who's reading?
Hello? Ma'am, yeah. I'm not able to get up, so I've not even taken my book.
Oh, you're not? Okay, fine. You. Okay, then. Okay, Rekha, then you only read.
Thanks.
Narayanaha Govindasya Gautamyaha cha Putraha. So, Narayana is the son of Govinda and Gautami, right?
Correct. Now, how do they say that is what is important. Govindasya, of Govinda. And because it's pulling of Govinda, and because it's pulling Shabdaha, it becomes Govindasya. Okay, same, of Gautami, but because Gautami is Ikarantaha Strilingaha, it becomes, you remember Nadi, Nadya, right? Like that, Gautami, Gautamyaha. Understood?
Yeah.
Gautamyaha, that is the plural, sorry, that is the of Vibhakti of Strilinga. Not, so it's not a plural. That is the difference actually. Right? We have seen this before. Gautam Yaha becomes a plural. Gautam Yaha becomes of Gautami. Okay?
This is sixth Vibhakti, right?
Sixth Vibhakti. Of, yes. Shashti Vibhakti. Cha Putraha. And that is correct. What you said, the meaning is correct. But I want you to understand how it is formed. That is what is more important. How you are using the Vibhakti. Yeah. This is all of sixth Vibhakti only. Shashti Vibhakti.
It's for Narayana, Govinda and Gautami, right? Govinda and Gautami's son. Cha. So that's
correct.
Why that.
Now, similarly, tell for. Try doing it without reading that sentence for Lata, seeing the picture. Close your hand. Just see the picture. Tell me the same sentence for Lata.
Yeah. Lata, Narsimhasya.
Don't read it from the book.
No, I'm closing it.
Yeah, so tell it yourself.
Lata, Narsimhasya, Girijam, this is Akaranta, right? Gautami
Yes, so Akaranta. Girijamba, okay, that is the name.
Girijamba, Girijamba, no, Putri, it becomes Cha Putri.
That is correct. But what is the form of that Girijamba? That's what I just told you. How does that form? Whatever you add in the end will be the same, whether it is Ikaranta or Akaranta.
Girija. No, I don't know.
For Nadi, what did you add?
Nadiyaha. Girija.
Yaha. So it is basically Yaha. Nad plus Yaha. Similarly, okay. Girijamba plus
Yaha.
That's all.
Girijamba.
We all forgotten. That is why we have to do this again and again. That's the recap here.
Girijamba.
Yaha. That's all. Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Now, tell the other way around. Tell who is Narayanaha for the two pictures below. Same way. Don't see the sentence.
No. Keshavaha.
No, the other way around. I am asking who is Narayana for the people below.
Narayanaha putraha Keshava. Narayana.
No. Okay, you are doing the other way around. See.
No, you said.
I'm talking of other way around. Who is Narayana for the people below?
Yeah, he is the dad, right?
Correct. So?
Narayana and Lata's son is Keshava.
Huh?
Keshava. Narayana and Lata's son is Keshava, right?
No, for both. I am not talking of Lata at all here. I am talking just of Narayana for the other two. We are not talking of Lata. We are only talking of Lata, Narayana. Listen to the question. It's only Narayana we are talking of. Narayana is the dad of the...
Sita.
So how do you say that?
Narayana is the father of the... Narayana...
Yeah, where is the Vibhakti coming? That is why I'm asking you to do it yourself.
It comes, right? Narayana is. So that's the Vibhakti is there. First Vibhakti, Prathama Vibhakti.
No. There is nothing there. Okay, if I'm talking of this in... Tell me the English sentence of this.
Narayana is the father of Keshava.
Father of Keshava, that's all? He's
and
a father
Suma.
Of? And Suma. Suma. Wait, and stop here. So Narayana is the father of Keshava and Suma. Where is the Vibhakti coming here now?
Sixth Vibhakti, Asya.
Where is the sixth Vibhakti coming? With along with Narayana or along with the kids?
Is the son of... Father of. Father
so where
of.
Is the Vibhakti coming?
Keshava, where will it come? I don't know.
What, Rekha? Okay, let me go back. Now, Lata is the daughter of Narasimha and Girijamba.
Oh,
that, so?
Yeah.
So you, where did the Vibhakti come there?
Asya,
you just
right?
gave that sentence.
Narayanasya putraha Keshava. Is that right?
No. See, which means you're saying of Narayana. You're saying Keshava and Suma are daughters, kids of Narayana. That is not the sentence you told in English. What did you say? Narayana is the father of Keshava and Suma. So that's why I asked you first itself. Are you talking Narayana as the dad or are you talking of the kids? Be very clear. If you're talking this way, you should exactly say the same thing in Sanskrit. You can't change it.
Okay.
So now you're saying Narayana is the dad of Keshava and Suma, correct?
Yeah.
Now what is the subject there?
So
what is the subject? What is the verb, first of all? Not even the verb. What is the subject and who are you talking of for the Vibhakti?
The children.
Where does the Vibhakti? So the children only the Vibhakti comes. Of the children. Right? Narayana is the dad of the children. Which means Narayana is the subject. Narayana asti. Okay, let us do this way. Bring one single sentence. Narayana asti. Narayana is there. Okay?
Yeah.
Narayanaha pita asti. Understood now?
Narayanaha
pita asti. Wait. Let's go step by step. You'll understand this better. Why I'm telling you this is very, very, very important. This is the way you should think whenever there is a sentence. Okay? Narayanaha asti. Now, Narayana is there. Next. Narayana is who? He's the dad. Narayanaha pita asti. Done. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, who is the... Who is he the pita of? Narayana Keshavasya pita asti. One. Narayana Suma, but now Akarantaha Srilinga. So Sumayaha pita asti. Correct? Now these are two different sentences. Now how do you add these two as one sentence?
Okay.
Narayana Keshavasya.
Pita.
It should be pita asti, but usually we don't call it as asti there, it is understood.
Okay.
So you stop it with pita, that's all. Narayana Keshavasya Sumayaha cha pita. Understood now? Same as what you did only before. That's why I asked you to think differently.
Okay.
Lata is the daughter of there. Here, Narayana is the father of. That's all is the difference.
Okay, if I do the same for Lata, then Lata Keshavasya Sumayaha Mata.
Sumayaha
Cha Mata.
Otherwise, they both are standing alone.
Yeah.
The cha only makes them together.
Mm-hmm.
Understood?
Yeah.
Okay, now?
Okay, got it.
Okay, go to the... all right, no problem. Actually, let us do this. I mean, you try, okay? It is difficult, but I mean, you might get it. So I want you to try before reading it. Tell me, who is Keshava for Govinda?
Govinda.
Where is Govinda?
Pitamaha. Tata.
No.
Like that.
No. That. Govindaha is Pitamaha.
No, Nara, yeah, Govindaha, yeah.
No, you're going the other way around, Rekha. Every time you're going the other way around. Listen to the question.
Pautra.
I'm asking you who, Pautraha. Correct.
Pautra.
Now tell me the sentence.
Okay. Keshavaha Govindasya Pautraha.
Very good, correct. Now if I tell you both Govinda and Gautami, who for Keshava, how do you add that there?
Govindasya Govindasya Gautamyaha cha
Pautraha, not Putraha. Putraha becomes son, Pautraha becomes son.
Son, right. Yeah, Pautraha.
Same thing for Suma. How do you say?
Suma, Govindasya, Gautam, Gautamyaha cha, Pautrihi.
Pautri.
Right?
That's all. Pautri. Good.
Pautri.
Very good. Good. Okay. Now you talked of Pitamaha. So let me tell you, who is Govinda for Keshava and Suma?
So it will be same son, right? Putra.
Same. No, the other way around. Now what did you say? The other way around. So you said these are granddaughter, grandson, right? Now you tell who are they for Keshava and Suma.
Okay.
Just for Gautam, tell separately for Govinda, separately for Gautami.
Yeah, Govinda is Pitamaha.
Correct.
Govindaha Keshavasya Pitamaha. Mahaha.
Pitamaha, that's all. Mahaha, no.
Mahaha.
But I asked you for both. Keshavasya?
Keshavasya, Gautamyaha cha.
No. Sumayaha.
Sumayaha.
Gautami is his wife.
Okay.
Suma is the granddaughter.
Yeah.
So, Keshavasya, Sumayaha cha, Pitamaha.
Pitamaha.
Similarly, who is Gautami?
Gautami, Keshavasya, Sumayaha, cha,
Pitamahi.
Pitamahi. Did you say
Mahi? Pitamahi. Pitamahi.
Pitamahi.
Pitamahi. Same thing. Pitamaha, Pitamahi. Matamaha, Matamahi. Maternal, paternal.
So how do you say he, there is a visarga, right? Pitamahihi?
No. That's what I said. There is no visarga. Pitamaha, mahaha is pullinga. Okay, let me write and show you. Give me a second.
Yeah.
It is in the next page, actually. It is right in the book. But I can write and show.
Okay, let me know. No, that's fine. If it's here.
Okay, it's in the next page. So basically it is maha, ha, ha, ha. Letter and then the aha visarga. and mahi, because it's pulli strilinga shabda, there won't be visarga there. It is only ikara tah.
Okay.
Same way, mata mahah, mata mahi.
Yeah, okay? Got it. Yeah.
Same thing. So that you can, that you will know. Then go to first sentence in the second page.
First sentence is Keshavah, Keshavah, Narasimhasya, Girijambayah, Cha.
Without seeing the behind picture, tell me what it means.
Keshav Narasimha. Keshava and Narasimha is the granddad, right? From mother side. Cha. Dauhitraha. What is Dauhitraha?
That's exactly what you just said.
Grandson.
Yes. But grandson from
maternal
the putri. Yeah. Okay. Nana, nani, they call, right?
Oh, yeah.
It will become mata mahaha, mata mahihi.
Okay.
Then for so your...
Pautraha is from paternal
father,
side.
Father, correct.
Dauhitraha is from mother side.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Dauhitraha is the grandson of this daughter.
Yeah.
Similarly, granddaughter of the daughter.
Yeah.
Dauhitraha, Dauhitri.
Okay, got it.
This is just to know the relations. That's all. Name of the relations. Okay, then do the last four also. Last four.
Narayanaha, Narsimhasya, Girijambayaha, Yaha cha,
Ja Mata. It's already given there what it means.
Mata, Narayana, Narsimha. So you, that means they are, in Kannada, I know, like it's like,
same thing, co-brother, brother-in-law, like that.
Yeah, but this is not brother-in-law.
Son-in-law. Jamata is son-in-law. Damad, similar to Damad.
Aliya, so we call it
Aliya. Damad we call in Hindi, right?
Okay, yeah, Narayana is Narasimha,
Son-in-law. Putriyaha patihi. Putri's pati.
Aliya.
Daughter's husband. Which is son-in-law.
Yeah.
Okay, similarly, putri's, putra, son, in, daughter-in-law, son's wife will become?
Daughter-in-law.
Snusha. So this just Snusha. To know the names. Next one.
Snusha. Yeah, Lata, Govinda. Yeah, Gautamyaha.
Cha?
Snusha.
Daughter-in-law.
Daughter-in-law, okay. Okay.
Okay. Next one.
Govindaha, Latayaha, Shvashuraha. Yeah, Shvashuraha is, I got it, wife, dad.
Correct.
Because in Bhagavad Gita, I have...
No, Sasural. Mamanar, what we call, what is it? Why am I suddenly? My father-in-law, mother-in-law.
Yeah.
Shvashuraha, Shvashruhu.
Yeah, Shvashuraha is for Pradeep. My dad will be his Shvashuraha.
Shvashuraha,
right?
Correct.
My mom
and
will be
Shvashruhu. Same thing, other way around. His parents are the same thing for you.
Okay.
So that's why I said, knowing these names, write it for your family tree, just for your, as a practice.
No need
to show me as a homework, but as a practice, you can keep it.
Okay.
Now, I wanted to just start off with something different this time. Different in a sense, additionally. Give me a second.
2 we have, right? Ethani Vakya. Tasya Pita Veerabhadraha Mata Indira Umanatha Shalini Parinita on Shalinya.
Okay, are you able to see my screen?
Oh yeah.
Sanskrit.
Om Tatsaditi Nirdosh Nirdesho Nirdesho Brahmana Srividaha Smrutaha Brahmana Tena Vedascha Yajnascha Vihitaha Pura.
Okay, now I want you to try to split this and tell me the meaning. How do you try? If you can't, it's okay. I'll tell you how to do it, but first you try and let me know how you can do it.
Om Tat Sat Iti. Tat
Good.
Sariti.
Tat Sat Iti.
Iti.
Om Tat Sat is my, is the?
Iti
om.
Is, yeah.
Okay, we'll go for the meaning after this. First you go. Then?
Okay. Om Tat Sat Tat Sat Iti Iti Nirdesho. Nirdesho is one word, right? Like?
Yes, that is one word.
One word. Brahmana. Tri Vidaha.
So that is again, is not, wait. There, how you should split it is Brahmanaha. Wait. Brahmanaha. Okay, because that is the stri. So the aha will become is when it is coming to the next letter. So it is Brahmanaha tri vidaha. Means threefold.
Threefold.
So
okay, three.
Brahmanaha tri vidaha. Then smritaha. Smritaha is ma, smra. We have seen that, right?
Yeah.
So the way, what this first line means is, Om, Tat, Sat. You must have heard that, right? What is Om? What is Tat? What is Sat? These are the threefold ways of telling about Brahmana. That's what it means. Om, Tat, Sat, Iti. Iti means like this. Right?
Like this.
Okay. Nirdesho, Brahmanaha, Trividaha. Smritaha, that is the way it is. Smritaha means the way we learn, we have heard or we have known. That's a knowledge we have learned, right? Bhave, that's the way we have understood.
Remember, like, this is what smriti is, to remember also, right? That's how we need to.
In this case, it is to do with the way you pronounce or the way it is designated.
Okay,
the way it is called. It's called like that. Okay, now, next line.
Brahmana tena. Brahmanaha tena. Veda.
No. First read the whole. Oh, you finished reading the full sentence. Okay, sorry. Sorry. Go ahead.
Brahmana tena. Vedasya yajnasya vihitaha pura.
No, but how do you split it? What do you understand by that?
Okay. Brahmanaha tena vedaha.
No. Brahmanaha.
Brahmanaha tena vedaha cha yajnaha cha.
Very good.
Vihitaha. Vihitaha, is it?
No. Vihitaha is one word.
Vihitaha pura.
Pura. So in this, what it means is Brahmanaha tena vedaha cha yajnaha cha. So the old in those purana, right? Because
purana,
it's old.
Ancient.
So in ancient days, basically, the Vedas and the yajnas. Yajnas means all the sacrifices which they are doing. And the Brahmanas. Brahmanaha, all these were actually, these are the old ways of calling the Brahmanas, right? That is the way they are called. So how do you actually, so the Om, Tat, Sat is all to do with all these Brahmanas, Vedas and Yajnas. That's what they are talking of.
Okay.
So what is actually that means, in fact? Do you understand anything by that? So what is Om? What is Tat? What is Sat?
I don't know.
That's a big, obviously, that's a very, very big thing in a Bhagavad Gita. So Om, Om is obviously the
Om
universe.
Prada.
Right? And then Tat is that. sat is satyam or satvam, right? So yes. That is it's similar to actually idam brahmasmi, okay? But similar to that, but om tat sat is om is that universe, or satyam is the is everything, right? That's what it means. So basically they are saying that om tat sat iti, here the brahmanaha they are talking of is not brahmanas alone, it is to do with the universe itself. Brahman, right? It's not mm-hmm. I mean, I know there is a lot of different ways of explaining Bhagavad Gita, but the way I see it is this is what it is, okay? So it is to do with everything in nature, in world, in the universe. It is not just Krishna, it is not just Brahma, it is not just not Brahmanaha, Brahmins. It is not like that. It is to do with the universe, right? So Om Tat Sat is what actually is designated for the universe itself. Brahman is the creator, basically. So the creator, right, is the creation, is for the creation. Creation can be anything. It can be the universe, it can be the nature, it can be the world. It doesn't have to be just Brahmins. I mean, that's a contention. You can contend with me. But this is what is my thought process, okay? So you can have your own thought process, but I'm just telling that that is what this way you... So why I'm telling you this is the way you can read any shloka and understand it this way, by splitting each and every, how much ever you can, the words, the letters, and that's the way you can, you should start trying to understand. This much of Sanskrit we have learned, right? So this is what we are, so I want to do this every class. So I'll bring up a shloka, I'll bring out the meanings of it by understanding that on our own, instead of going just by the shloka.
Sure.
Got
and for
to...
O, why have they written like O and there? Like
yes, there? That we have seen earlier also, because you remember we have seen this. Whenever it is followed by a consonant, it will always be shown as a dot. Whenever it is followed by a vowel, it will come as an im with the stroke. You forgot.
So you did write om in a different way, right? Who write like you will write that om?
I will write it as om whenever there is just om. If I'm writing just as om, yes, I will write it with im, ma and with a stroke. But here, because it is followed by tat, which is ta, ta is a consonant. So you have to write actual Sanskrit, you have to write it. Of course, there are people who write it differently, and there are books also we have in the old fashioned or latest fashion, I should say. There are changes, but that's not the right way. The right way to write is always when it is following a consonant, will always follow a dot. Pustakam tat means it should always be a kam dot. It will not be a ma with a stroke. Okay. Unless it is followed by a vowel. Got it?
Okay.
But did you understand how we did this and make you understand also? See, the way you can understand yourself by just reading this sentence. Just by splitting it and easily getting back. I took this because it is an easier sentence. That's the reason I took this sentence. I mean, it's completely... in between the Bhagavad Gita. It's not like first shloka or something like that.
Probably it's like three, there are three different natures.
This is
right?
Yes, and absolutely correct. So this is actually the 16th, I think, 16th or the 17th chapter. 17th chapter.
Yeah.
Yeah, this comes under 17th chapter because that is where they are talking about the three faiths, right? All the Sattvic, Rajas and Tamas.
Tamas.
So they keep talking about all that. That's where Om comes. Aum. Because it's all about. So the Aum is also actually a lot of things are there in that. I mean, that, as I said, it's a huge topic, in fact. But
and
it is just one word. But still, it is a huge topic. It is all about Yajnam, Danam, Tapam. You can call it anything, right? You can add on and on and on about it. I don't want to go that far. So, So I just wanted to bring this up as a topic. From now on, I'll be bringing each and every class one shloka, so that, you know, you can slowly start relating Sanskrit to what you read in shlokas.
Sure.
So that way you will be able to also, you know, start thinking in terms of Sanskrit.
Okay.
Right? You should not forget what you have learned. So that's the reason I'm bringing that out. Any questions?
No.
Good. So we are done for today.
Yeah.
My throat is getting bad. So we will see next class.
Did you stop recording?
Actually, no, I forgot.